Gary, just first of all, you must have sat back and watched the game again, and you must be purring about your team's performance.
Yeah, I was really pleased. You know, and I think that certain games you look at, you think could suit you if you do it well. And I think a passing team in MK Dons are one of those types of sides that we enjoy playing against, because we think their style's compatible to how we want to play. But I think the fact that we'd won against Cardiff, as fortuitously as it might be, gave the players a confidence and perhaps took a little bit of that nervousness about the home game away. And I thought you saw that. You know, we were very competitive. That was one of the things. You know, we closed down well. We were quick to the tackle.
Right from the off,
showed a little bit of extra desire from the off. But then also added a quality to the game that we'd been missing, and I thought that they played with that little bit of composure when we won the ball back, which was lacking against Sheffield Wednesday, and certainly were a lot brighter in the final third. And as we've seen before, you know, we really should have. It's easy to say, but really should have had, you know, 2, 3, 4 goals.
Their manager was quite complimentary, saying his team were outclassed in every department.
Yeah, it was nice, that was, because, you know, whatever anyone says, most managers will gloss over a little bit of a poor performance or blame something, you know, to protect confidence for their own players. But I have to say, Carl, you know, he's always come across as a good guy. Done a good job down there on a limited budget also, and gotten promotion last season. I thought that was really magnanimous, and not many people say that. So I have to say, you know, I really appreciate those comments.
You mentioned a good start. And having seen Blues a lot this season, when they do start well, they invariably get a decent result.
Yeah, we do. And you know, we've spoke about the sort of first goal stats for a long time, but it really is, you know, it's almost to the point where if you score the first goal, you win it. If you don't score the first goal, you don't win it. And you don't want it to be as black and white as that. But often that's the case in this division. It's not just us. It's a lot of divisions. So, you know, I was pleased with the start. And like you say, I think sometimes, I always think as a player, or having been a player, but if you do the first few things in the game really positively, yeah, it lifts you, and it often, you can often look at a player's performance and say after 2 minutes whether they're going to have a good game or not.
Proves, doesn't it, that he's between your ears?
I think massively, yeah. We're both a big believer in that, aren't we? So, and I think for our players particularly, you know, if they have that confidence early in a game, then they go and show how good a team we are and how good the individuals are, and I thought we did that, which was pleasing.
They can take that into the game against Brentford.
Yeah, I think so. We'll have had a nice, a break, you know, just in terms of our training. We've been able to sort of unload them for a couple of days after the MK Dons game, which, of course, after two games in 72 hours or whatever it is, you know, they need that. But we've done a bit of work this morning in the gale force winds. The ball was certainly on the deck. Not intentionally, but the ball was on the deck.
I can hear you now screaming, keep the eyeballs low.
Exactly. So it was an interesting morning. Saley nearly got blown away, all 6'5" of him. So, but we're looking forward to the game Saturday, like you say. I think it's always better to go off the back of a good performance and to be at home again. You know, hopefully we'll get another decent crowd. Hopefully they'll have plenty to cheer about.
Is it easier for a manager, though, to say, look, I've been telling you, start well, get it right, and you can win. Now, look what you did. Is it easier now going into the next game for you to just say to them, look, same again, if you start that well, you've got a great chance?
Yeah, it is. But I think for us, you know, we have a lot of meetings with the players, and a lot of the meetings are quite similar. You know, when we play well, we do certain things really well. So, you know, I think if the game was as simple as just turn up again and do those things, often you can say it 20 times, they turn up and don't do those things. And I think it's about constantly reinforcing those basic principles that make us a good team. I think the game's quite a simple game, isn't it? If you outwork the opposition and show a little bit more desire, and then every team in this division's got a little bit of quality, some more than others. But often for us, it's that energy and that's a little bit of verve about our play. You know, and when we play like that, I think we're a good side.
What do you expect from Brentford?
Well, Brentford, again, they're a club that's, you know, I admire in the sense of, I know a lot's been bandied around about, probably lazily in some ways, about this Moneyball philosophy. But I think the one thing for me is they have a philosophy. They have a way they want to move the club forward. And I think you have to admire any club with that. You know, you've got to have a plan. You've got to know where you want it to go. And they're a passing team. You know, they want to play a possession-based style of football. which I think is admirable, you know. So it's going to be a game where we're going to have to defend well. It's going to be a game where we have to, you know, protect a lot of movement in our half. But it's also a game where we've got to play good football ourselves.
What about the injury situation? Are they improving? Because I know David Cotterill was back training. Is he closer now?
Well, Cots was a, you know, unfortunate one that he came back. His knee felt fine in the week leading up to. He trained a couple of days and then had a tight hamstring the last run in training. And I think because of that, you know, we had to leave him out of this last game, obviously last two games, which is he was due to be on the bench for Sheffield Wednesday. I spoke to him about it on the Wednesday, I think. So it was unfortunate that happened. But he's not far away. I think he's back out training with the physios this morning with a view to hopefully, I think, starting training next week with a view to hopefully being fit for the FA Cup game.
Any other injuries to worry about?
No, I think Erds is making good progress as well. I think Kobe's making fairly good progress. They're all outside. Apart from that, Brock and Shane Lowry are back from illness, trained today. They've been ill over the Christmas period. And I think that's more or less everyone fine.
And just finally, I know you're sick to death of hearing about it, but January starts next week. Where are you? What's happening? And what can we tell the fans?
Yeah, again, I mean, we have targets all year round. That, you know, we probably have 10 targets for every position. So we've already got those in place. And obviously that's always interchangeable depending on their situation and our situation. I think what you always do is you target those two or three positions that you think you need to add. And that's what we do. And you work down the list and you keep trying to do things. And I think, unfortunately, no one seems to move that quickly. You know, clubs don't seem to move that quickly. Agents don't seem to move that quickly. But certainly we're trying to move as quick as we can.
It'd be frustrating for a manager.
Well, I think it's frustrating at times when you get times where you think a player wants to come. We want the player. The club perhaps don't want them, but yet still it seems to be very difficult to get a deal done, which I think is just how it works in this level of football. You know, it's often the players you want, two or three teams also want them. And it seems to be better sometimes for people to wait. But we're trying to get things done. And obviously as soon as this window opens, you know, we would hope we're certainly targeting two or three players. We would hope to get some of those over the line, you know, within the first couple of weeks of January.